Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 53 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 52 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 51 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Thank you. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees.
the VHF. Can you read us to the guy?
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 81 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 82 degrees.
AEAWUO. This is KEAWUO from Mackinac.
This is NAWCB. Well, you're home free. Got through another weekend, headed north and en route to one day a week there. How are we doing today?
Doing all right. Heading north. Today was a good day. It was probably one of the best work days I've had in a while. But it wasn't too bad. How was your day?
Well, at least today concluded on a good note there for your work. The 4 days. I guess it's better to end it on a high note than a low note. I'm glad. We're doing good here today. We saw church online, saw a couple of three services. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. Just kind of laying low today. I kind of missed from last Sunday being up in Reed City Church, but now we're doing okay pretty much at this point.
Good stuff. Glad you guys had a good day. I heard it was nice and warm outside.
I haven't even been outside today, to be honest. But it is a little bit warmer in the house. The air conditioner hasn't been on, but I'm sure it kicks down at 7 o'clock. So I'm sure it'll come on. It's definitely feeling a little bit more warmer, a little bit more stuffy in here. I hear we're supposed to warm up even a little bit more toward the mid-80s, the middle of the week.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I guess we'll see how that goes, but that's okay. I don't mind a little bit of heat wave.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, like we've said, a couple times here in the last few days, the daylight isn't as long, so it doesn't, it doesn't warm up. That heating doesn't remain. The daylight is shorter, and so it really makes it cool off at night. Pretty decent there. We're supposed to get down to upper 50s tonight. We can handle that kind of thing. This being in the 70s at night is kind of rough, but it can't beat this.
No, not at all. It's pretty nice. weather pattern here going on. It's enjoying before the snow flies.
That's for certain. Boy, that's coming, and I've heard it's supposed to cool down here toward the end of September, early October. So, yeah, definitely enjoy it while it lasts, and everybody's getting into the pumpkin spice and all those things. So I get to enjoy it at that time, I guess.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to fall. Looking forward to the pumpkins and apple picking and stuff like that. In time, not to rush it. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's hard to believe that summer's almost over, and I think at the end of the week or early next week, we begin fall. So, enjoy every moment we can of it, I guess, because the winds are going to blow and that cooler weather is going to come, and it'll be nice. But when you like the warmer weather, take advantage, of the opportunity, I suppose. NAWCB.
Yeah, for sure. I did a warm jacket this morning. It's a little chilly, And then, with dispatching being cold, I wore a jacket in there, walked out, and I'm like, oh, nope, don't need this.
Yeah, that's the hard thing about, this time of the year and, the early spring, because, you got to take a jacket along, or it's hard to know, to wear long sleeves, short sleeves, dress warm, being hot, to dress a little bit cooler. I know it was, going up north, I felt that way, too. It's like, what do you pack there? You don't want to... you're packing for a weekend, and you don't want to take everything. So, but it's just one of those things, I guess, this time of the year.
Yeah, for sure. So, that's all right. Not a huge deal, So, good stuff. I was happy today. Went well. Quite excited today. My normal partner is out. He took a PTO day, and so I worked with Felicia. And she's like, I'll do ALS today. And I'm like, I'll let you do 9-1, and I'll sit back up. And boy, that was a good idea.
Ah, okay, guys. So it sounds like your partner took the turn there to take some time today or this weekend. I'm glad that things went well working with Felicia today. I know she's on the other side there with her shift. So I'm glad, and at least she volunteered to work the ALS side. I don't know what you've done this weekend, but sounds like you've done quite a bit of it. So. Good to get a break, be able to sit back up.
Yeah, I've done 9-1-1 this whole week except for yesterday and today, so it was nice to have a break. Just sit back up and not have to worry about anything.
Yeah, that makes a difference, to be able to kind of rotate positions, and it helps out. It gives you some, flexibility. You kind of kick back a little bit. I know in the days I worked at Dearborn, they assigned you to your place, and so you normally work like a 5 to a 7 day period of time, and some weeks, you'd work radio all week, or you do phones all week, and it's like, man, it just, you get to the end of the week, the end of your shift, you know, your time off, it's like, man, I'm ready to run. There's been no flexibility. I've been on radio all week, and I'm tired of getting hammered, you know, so I can definitely get you in that way.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been really busy this week, and so just as today and yesterday, to kind of just sit back, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was so busy. We haven't heard Sterling very much either. Like I say, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Especially the Thursday, Friday, and it seemed like Station 2 was just constantly running, and just it seemed like more than just Squad 2 and Engine 2. It seemed like police were going with them and other emergency units there, and so it's been a little bit more tranquil today.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was a warm day, and I kind of figured it would be busy, but wasn't horrible. So I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you there. You know, I've been meaning to ask you there. You know, you talked about the heat and the cooler weather coming. Did you ever get computer board in your furnace? Were you able to get that fixed?
Not yet. That is the next project to be done. We're just trying to dig out of a hole at the moment, but as soon as that's done, then we'll be all right. We'll be good. We'll get that fixed, and already have somebody that's willing to do it for free. So.
Okay, that probably answers the other question as well on your time. I was kind of wondering about that, and it's like, boy, especially with some of these chillier nights that we've had recently, it's like, man, I'm hoping they were able to, you guys were able to get that fixed, make sure especially your furnace, you're ready to go for winter. So I hope things fall into place there, and you're able to get that done.
Yeah, we should be able to. We should be able to. So, I'm not too worried about it. And it'll work out. Like I said, but just the major thing was just having somebody do it, because it's usually not the part that's the expense that's used in the labor. That's covered, and so, like I said, once we get that part, we'll get that in, and hopefully that'll fix the issue.
NAWCB, yeah, and it always does. It always seems to be the labor with these jobs. It's not, the parts are always inexpensive. It's, just coming in the door, and they're working for X amount for an hour, and it seems like it just kind of adds up, and boy, it gets frustrating, and so if you're able to do it yourself, and in this case you've got somebody that's willing to help you out, I'm glad for you in that way.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll work out in time. Once we get that part in hand, it should fix the issue. We got the new thermostat in place, and we should be good for winter. We got the two fireplaces as well, so that helps out as well. In time, just gotta roll with the punches, I guess.
Yeah, that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Yeah, we've already had the furnace running this year. It's like it's just chilly in the house there. Especially those days it got down into the 40s, where we're running 66 in the house. It's chilly. It's like we're not doing this. And at least it worked. I'm glad about that. At least had those little fireplaces there, those heaters there. They work too. And that, like I say, that kind of takes the chill out of the air. So that's a big help. So I'm glad too. It's warmed up. At least it's comfortable during the day, and for you guys, at least at night, to be able to sleep.
Yeah, for sure. So. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and start the day off, relax, and enjoy the weather. Good chatting, and appreciate you coming north today, and hopefully you guys have a good day, and we'll get to talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. I agree with you there. Start your time off there, even if it's an evening and a day, you'll definitely take it. But good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along. And we'll definitely let you head on in and enjoy the time with your family, your time off, dinner, relaxing, enjoying the sunset there, enjoying the evening, and all those good things. But at least maybe you can sleep in tomorrow too. But tell everyone hello, and 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk again down the page. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Guys, enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to Mom. K8YN Euclid.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 67 degrees.
K-E-8-W-U-O.
Thank you. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 65 degrees.